And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the 97.3 The Fan Studios with Captain Ryan Bossian from the San Diego. We're going to be talking tuna, yellowtail, and more with the man, Captain Bossian from the San Diego, right here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Rock Cod Rick here for Adventuring Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventuring Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote and your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures in Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventuring Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. What great timing to have Captain Ryan in the studio today, man.
Oh, are you kidding me, man? Yeah, thank you, Captain Ryan, for taking the time off the boat, off the San Diego, to be in here. Good morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, wow. What a finish you had yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, you know, we've been fishing these bluefin locally here, and the one thing about bluefin is they make you earn it.
Yeah,
screw those things.
Yeah, they definitely make you earn it. And what I mean by that is most days when you leave the dock targeting bluefin as an angler, you're not going to come home with a fish.
Yeah,
it's just reality. And we had three very tough days in a row. Tuesday was okay. Tuesday we had 13 fish, and you know, it doesn't sound like much, but when you consider the size of them.
Yeah, totally.
Almost all of them are over 60 pounds. It's like a 75-pound average, with the exception of a few that we caught yesterday. We caught some 30-pounders yesterday. But most of them are 75 pounds to Matt had a 200-pounder last week. So when you see a fish count that says 13 fish, you know that we've hooked 30, 40 fish. It's just the nature of the game.
Crazy.
You're going to lose some, but that's also what makes it so special, is that most times you're going to leave the dock and not come home with a fish. That one day that you're there on that magical day and they're letting their guard down a little bit and giving you some opportunities, you need to do your best to take advantage of it. And that's why we got in at 9:15 last night.
Oh.
We were getting some shots late in the day. We ended up with 9 bluefin. The biggest one was 145.
Oh, my gosh, dude, that's crazy.
Wow. And this is all on a, shall we call it an extended full-day trip?
Yeah, we leave the dock at 5:30 in the morning, come back anywhere between 6:30 and 9:30 at night, depending on what's happening. A lot of days what's happening is we get hung up on these bigger fish, and guys end up fighting them for an hour, 2 hours, and either getting it or losing it. So it's been a lot of fun, but they're definitely making us earn it.
Yeah, so what's the deal? Why in the world are these things just not wanting to bite until later in the day? Is it just like nature of the beast with bluefin, or is it a pattern that they're on, or what's the story?
Yeah, we've had some days where they bite really good first thing in the morning, too. Uh-huh. They're just bluefin, and they're really, really smart.
Yeah, and you were, and this is an example. We were talking before the show about how when you flush, you catch a fish, finally, and,
yep.
One bites, and
right.
Like you see thousands of them, and one finally bites, and you flush out the stomach, and you see all of your hook bait in their stomach, right?
It's amazing, Pete. So many of our fish this year are, we see a school, I tell the chummer to start chumming, he has thrown maybe 10 or 20, 30 sardines in the water, and then a guy gets a bite. We flush that fish, he gets a bite real quick, and there's 20, 30 of our sardines in him.
Wow.
He ate every single sardine in the water that quick, and then the flip side of that is we'll be in a long drift where they're underneath the boat the whole entire time.
You can't, for hours.
For hours. You can't get a bite, can't get a bite, can't get a bite. Finally, you get a bite, you flush out his stomach, and all of your sardines are in his stomach. And they're not boiling. They're not boiling around the boat. They're just down deep, eating every single bait that comes off your boat.
That doesn't have a hook in it.
That doesn't have a hook in it.
That's how smart they are.
That's how smart they are. A lot of these baits that are in their stomachs have scars on their belly where a guy fished it, a belly hook sardine for a while, wound his bait in, took his bait off, threw it in the water. It sunk down 100 feet and it got eaten. So
wow.
That is just crazy. How do you catch that thing?
I don't know. We've been joking this week on the radio that we're targeting a fish that has a higher IQ than the captain. The odds aren't good when the hunted is smarter than the hunter.
That is amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Now, of course, you and the San Diego are known as the Yellowtail Kings, Coronado Island Kings. What's going on over there?
That's our bread and butter, is the Coronado Islands, and it's just a conditions thing. The water was really, really funky there for a long time. We tried to make it work there. We fished there for 2 weeks, slow fishing, not seeing any yellowtail. Conditions were improving a little bit each day, and we just couldn't take it any longer. We lost passengers. We went out with 11 passengers on a Sunday in June, and that was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back, and, it's... People want to fish for these bluefin, and I don't blame them. It's something that may never happen again.
Yeah.
They may swim away tomorrow.
Trophy
hunting, that's what it is. So you need to come out with the right mindset of getting one bite.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Do everything in your power to capitalize on that one bite. Enjoy the day. And more often than not, what's happening with these passengers is they'll go on two or three trips, not catch anything. Then on their, third or fourth, sometimes it's their first trip, they'll have a magical day where they land two over 100 pounds.
Oh.
They hand off two others.
Right.
And it's like all the work has paid off, And then they're even more addicted to it.
Yeah.
They want more, and then they'll come on five trips in a row without catching one.
Start the whole cycle over again.
Yeah.
So how about last week, though, when it was it Monday that Matt Brawla caught that giant.
That was so exciting and so cool.
Yeah, I called Rick right away. Matt called me from the boat, and he had one that taped out. He was right on the money with his tape job. It taped out at 220 on the boat, and he didn't want to, you know, we've all seen this tape thing.
Yeah,
sure. Guys will call in and say, we have one that tapes out at 400 pounds, and you get to the dock, and it weighs 180.
So he
didn't want to make a big hoopla about it, but he thought he had one over 200 pounds, which would be our first one over 200, because we don't ever do day-and-a-half trips or one-day trips.
Yeah.
We're strictly leaving the dock in the morning and coming back that same day, and it ended up weighing 217.5 pounds.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, I started talking to John at the landing and guys that have, you know, been involved with the San Diego since 1955, and they say there's never been another tuna that big caught on that boat.
On a full day trip.
How cool for Captain Matt, too. What a cool thing to get to done. And you shared
an actual cow.
Yeah, a legit cow. And you shared something that I thought was so cool that, you know, you said Matt's been with you as long as this fish has been available. You were telling the story where you guys saw the first school of big ones that was in our area to be caught, and he's got to be a part of every step of that. What a cool thing for Matt to get to have done.
I think this is his 10th season on the San Diego, so he has seen it all. He was, I think it was 2015 when they first showed up, and I still remember the day we were outside the Coronado Islands, and we had heard that there was some bluefin around, but weren't quite sure, so we went out there to look, and he was on the roof with one of our young crew members, Nick, and they called me on the little walkie-talkie and said, we don't know what we're looking at over here, but it looks like a feeding frenzy.
Oh, cool.
That's what they said, because foamers weren't
wasn't a buzzword of the day. Like.
Yeah, foamer, if you know, a foamer of tuna was something you saw on a video down in Panama.
Yeah.
You know, down in those at that time. And sure enough, we went over there, and it was, that time it was 50 to 80 pounders, blowing out on anchovies, making white water, and so Matt has been there from the start, you know. From the first school we found to now, you know, catching a 200-pounder.
Yeah.
I think it's
so
awesome.
Cool, man. Yeah. That's so cool.
And you say that big fish is still around.
Oh, yeah. There's an area of fish that we've been fishing this week, and almost all of them, to me, look like they're over 200 pounds.
Wow.
You know, there's some 30 to 40-pound fish. There's some 50 to 80s. There's some 80s to 140s. And then there's this area of fish that are just huge.
They're all giants.
200-plus. And some days they kind of mix up together. Some days they separate. So it's really tough to kind of, you know, get your tackle dialed in on what you should throw in the water, because if you throw 40 pound in the water and you hook one of those 200 pounders, forget about it.
It's not gonna happen.
We've had probably 25 people get spooled this year.
Oof.
Yeah, you know.
Really?
It's like I said, bluefin tuna make you earn it.
What was the gear like when the boys caught the big 217 pounder?
That was a Shimano Talica 12, I believe.
12.
Or a 16. A 16. And 3/4 of the way filled up with Power Pro and 60-pound fluorocarbon.
60-pound.
So light. You know?
Yeah, light gear. I mean,
for sure.
Yeah.
That's light. Matt said they fought it for 2 hours. They had five others on that they lost. And
really?
You know, you have to get lucky with these things, you know, where it's hooked. And, you know, that one of the things that is ultra difficult about them is just their teeth. You know, they'll chew through it. You give them enough time, they'll chew through 300 pounds.
Yeah.
They'll do it.
And this was a sinker rig, right?
This was a sinker rig.
Explain the sinker rig to our listeners.
Sinker rig has been something that's been really effective for us this year. And, you know, a big part of it, on the San Diego, it is, you know, regardless of what people want to think, it's entry-level sport fishing. You know, we're not taking long-range seasoned vets out there. We're taking people that have wanted to try offshore fishing for the first time. That being said, there's some really good fishermen in the mix, you know, that come weekly. But most of the time, it's entry-level sport fishing. So we rig them up with a sinker rig a lot, and it's very effective. And a lot of times people hear sinker rig and they think, oh, I'm just going to drop it down, I'm going to hold on to the rod, and I'm going to be catfishing, and maybe I'll catch one. But it's not like that at all. It's putting your sinker above your hook, lowering it, you know, dropping it down with tension on it, and hooking your sardine from the bottom to the top, like an anchovy with a bigger hook. Mm-hmm. So your sardine is going down slow, and it's actually swimming behind your sinker You know, if you hook it sideways through the nose, the mouth is going to be open, and it's not going to swim properly on the way down. So we hook it from the bottom to the top, and you let it down slow.
Bottom to the top, so yeah. Straight up. Like straight you hook up a mackerel down. When you're casting a marlin.
Right, like yeah. That, or an anchovy. Yeah. You know, you want to pin that mouth closed. That way it's swimming on the way down, and then when you get down to, you know, half your spool or 300 feet or wherever the captain tells you the fish are, you start winding it back up slow. And so you're working your bait. You know, you're
swimming it up, swimming it down.
Swimming it up, swimming it down. And that's how the bites are coming.
Interesting.
That's how they're coming. They like it moving.
And you said what size sinker?
Depends on the wind and how fast we're drifting. But for the most part, it's a 4-ounce torpedo sinker. Okay. If we start drifting really fast in a lot of wind, we'll go 6 or 8 ounces.
Okay.
But 4 ounce has been the number so
hot
far.
Deal. Wow. Yeah.
That's so cool, man.
Some good tips it's right just, there just, from Captain Ryan Bostrom.
Yeah, and just that's what we're talking about. Like, well, that's the best way to target a 150-pounder when you go on your full-day trip.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's so cool.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot of hot tips like you just heard one right there. Get your notepad out.
Yeah, and just so much fun stuff to talk about what's gone on this year and such a great boat and a great team to fish there at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And going to be a lot of fun, and we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to hear from you. And a great opportunity for you to call right now. It's going to be a very busy morning on the phones. Give us a call. Adam is standing by at 833-288-0973. Again, the brand new number to the fan, 833-288-0973. Not only are you going to get your chance to talk to Captain Ryan, you're also going to get an opportunity to get to go fishing and get yourself in on this fantastic bluefin fishing, because one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to go fishing on a full day trip on the San Diego at a Seaforth Sport Fishing. In fact, we're going to do two of those, so we're going to give away two tickets at the end of the
one
show
person
today.
Gets
yeah.
two. They get to bring a buddy.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Man? Awesome.
All right.
So you and a bro are going to get to go fishing on the San Diego. Get in on this fantastic, unprecedented big fish fishing that's going on right now, or yellowtail fishing, or all the great stuff that goes on the San Diego. Again, if you want to hear a shot at that great prize, your chance to talk to Captain Ryan, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Imagine waking up at Pyramid Cove in San Clemente Island, ready to tackle giant bluefin tuna or huge white sea bass aboard your own luxury long-range sport fishing yacht. Rock Cod Rick here for Journeyman Sport Fishing. Yes, the 60-foot Journeyman is now available for charters and open party trips for up to 6 anglers to local islands this spring and summer, and Guadalupe Island trips this fall. Journeyman is no ordinary vessel. Every detail of the super clean yacht has been taken care of. Huge bait capacity, large fish holds, top-of-the-line electronics, super comfortable staterooms. You'll be blown away when you step on board the Journeyman. As for tackle, it's top-of-the-line and all-included in your trip. I should know, I helped Robert, the owner, put it together. Nothing beats a trip aboard the Journeyman. If you're ready for the ultimate experience to catch huge bluefin, white sea bass, and more at the local hotspots, Guadalupe Island this fall, or a trip out of Puerto Vallarta next winter, call Journeyman Sport Fishing, 619-571-1979, or check out their extensive website at journeymansportfishing.com.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic-steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full-color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 Radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Playing 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy Father's Day
yeah.
to you, Captain Ryan Bossian. I know you're a father, and
you
all the fathers
much.
Out there for sure.
Yes.
And
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Yeah, indeed. All the fathers, hopefully you're going fishing today. And thanks to Captain Ryan Bossian, we're giving away yourself. Take your dad fishing.
Yes,
it's called Take
call.
Your Dad
yeah,
Fishing,
totally.
Right? So we're giving away two passes, not just one today, but two to one lucky caller today. It's a father-son, father-daughter gift
Perfect.
From Captain Ryan Bossian there for Father's Day. So I hope you enjoy it and go out fishing and catch a big tuna.
Yes.
Yeah. Or a yellowtail. Now, what about yellowtail fishing? Do you see the San Diego just pursuing this bluefin, or is it if that yellowtail conditions seem to be picking up a little bit at the Coronado Islands, if that thing comes back, are you going to come around and do your bread and butter?
Yeah, we're going to take our people to the best available fishing.
Yeah.
And that yellowtail is back at the Coronado Islands right now. There's three boats that fished there yesterday, the Grande, the Mission Bell, and the Liberty. And I think they all had one or two yellowtail,
okay.
but they
so
were
great.
They were looking at them all day long.
All day long.
It's up on small bait, milling around. To me, the ocean still feels very springtime.
Right.
To me. You know, the calendar says it's summer, but, you know, the ocean's on its own program, and it still feels like spring, and there's a lot of small bait around. There's a lot of yellowtail around the Coronado Islands, but it's doing that thing that it seems to do every year where you can pull up on school after school after school and not get a bite. And then when you do get one, sometimes a sea lion eats it. So we were talking about it yesterday. It's one thing to work really hard to get a bite from a 75-pound bluefin. It's a whole nother thing to work totally hard to get a bite from a 12-pound yellowtail
yeah.
and then a sea lion eats
oh,
it.
Dude. Oh.
Like that's not
yeah no that
healthy for
yeah,
me
yeah that's not healthy at all no not healthy for anybody yeah. right?
How bad was I heard some of the stories you know from earlier in the season when you know like you said you'd work that hard for a 70-pound bluefin and then two sea lions would eat it after an hour of trying like
that,
some of that offshore sea lion I'd go absolutely crazy
that
it would drive
that,
me absolutely off the boat insane
that was happening yeah we had a week or two period there where there was some sea the bluefin got pretty close to shore. It got
mm-hmm.
on the finger bank, so we were catching bluefin and rock cod in the same drift. And so when that bluefin got in there tight to the beach, there was a lot of sea lions
oh
on
my
it.
God.
And we had a lot of fish that were chewed on by sea lions. They were too big for them to really eat. They were 75, 80 pounders.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of fish though. those sea lions must be Japanese because they were eating the belly out.
The belly, right.
Yeah. They're eating the best meat, you know.
I always said the same thing. Like, when a fish gets that big, you know, you're never going to have any sea lion issues. It can't deal. Well, I can attest because the first 200-pounder that we ever got was with Captain Matt Brawla on my boat, and a sea lion grabbed our 226-pound bluefin out of a dock cart
at
Dana Landing and pulled it in the water. Like, so I can attest, they have no problem dealing with a big fish for
just
sure.
It's a matter of take a few more bites.
Yeah.
They'll try it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Japan and sushi and bluefin, Tommy P did a wonderful job editing some video that I took in Japan last month in the Toyosu Fish Market, and it's on our YouTube channel. It was a personal tour my wife Lolly and I had of the Toyosu Fish Market on the floor with the auctioneers. It's on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. You can link that easily on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just go to the top right. All our social media is there. Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube are our three main categories that we utilize. But have you seen that video we posted?
I haven't yet. Yeah, I just watched the previous video that Tommy put together, and I haven't seen the fish market one. I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
The Toyosu Fish Market
one.
It's
awesome.
pretty special, and thanks to our buddy Ted for setting me up with a pretty amazing tour on that thing.
How much are they selling those bluefin?
Well, it all depended. You know what's crazy is the bluefin were, of course, number one, and Big Eye were number two as far as price-wise, and yellowfin were just like $5 a pound, just like fresh yellowfin was just not getting much price at all. But it was fresh and frozen, solid frozen, and the frozen bluefin were getting the highest price because they were the stuff that was from back east, from most of that was from Northern Ireland, islands, like that East Coast giant bluefin. Upwards of somewhere around $50 a kilo for some of the better fish, so $25 a pound in the round. Now, keep in mind, gilled and gutted, basically, but in the round.
Yeah, you're paying for bones,
so
and
you're paying
skin,
for bones
and fins.
They're
and
completely dressed, though. No head, right?
No, they had a head.
They had a head.
Yeah, they did have a head, yeah. And interesting, as you'll see in the video, is they cut a tail section, a big tail section, the whole round, big tail section.
The size of a dinner plate.
And you'll see the difference between the really high-quality fish having a lot of white on the outside versus the not-as-high-quality fish. Our guide showed us. He said, now, this is a real high-quality fish that went for, you know, $30 a kilo versus this fish went for $50 a kilo, and you can see actually the amount of fat in the tail there.
That's rad,
in
man.
The tail
what a cool
there. So it's
see.
A great video. It's really educational from a market standpoint, though. So check it out. Tommy did an excellent
did
job.
Did you see Bonito there?
Didn't see any Bonito. Well, no, I shouldn't say that because they have one giant room that is all tuna. And it's probably two square football fields.
Wow.
Full of
come
tuna.
On.
Yeah, I'm
really?
Not kidding. It's not an exaggeration.
That's
it's
so
gigantic.
Cool.
And it happens every single day in Tokyo.
And the floor is full.
And the floor is full.
Wow.
And there's auctions going on all around there. And then there's another room that's probably four football fields in size that's the wholesale market that has
everything
that swims or walks in the ocean, right? I mean, it's just like, it's insane.
That's wild.
Yeah,
slime eels to whatever else.
Yeah, whatever. Everything, every crustacean and things
that's
that you've
cool.
never thought existed in the ocean. Are,
oh,
are
man,
in that
I bet that was so cool to just walk around and check that
amazing,
out.
It's an amazing experience for sure. All right, well, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja. Our buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leoneros online. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete, Rick. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
Well, we're having, it's kind of on and off week. It's been a strange one. The water temp went down from 82 to 76 right in front. We've had easterly winds the last half of the week. They're blowing hard out of the east, and they've driven some of that cold Pacific water up into the Cortez and really cooled things down a little bit. Fish are still pretty good, but it's like one day's great, and the other day's not so good. It's all about if the anglers are after the yellowfin now, weather permitting, they're 15 to 50 miles offshore and they're under piles of porpoise, real spread, nice fish, quality fish, but it's a dice roll every time you roll out that far and look for them. I'd say it's about a 50-50 chance you're going to roll into them or find them and that's what's been happening. The numbers, the boats that do are limiting. And the fish are 20 to 70 pounds. Some nice, nice fish, nice yellowfin out there. As I mentioned, the water's a little bit cooler and the air is too. You know, it's a real, real cool June. Temps are still in the low 70s in the morning and highs are up about maybe mid 80s late, the high 80s, later on in the day. So it's real, real nice weather down here. Dorado has finally shown up. That's big news as well. They finally had a real good consistent bite over the past week. Dorado from 10 to 25 pounds. Picking them up on the troll lures in the Ballyhoo when they're out for the striped marlin and shellfish. And they're off the banks. Billfish bite is pretty good, very consistent. Mostly stripers, a few sailfish mixed in, and the occasional blue is getting released as well. And they're on the bank from La Rivera to Fraley's, the usual area. They're right on the drop-off outside. In short, nice Pargo and Pampa are around. Rooster fishing hasn't been what it has been in past years. We like to see it pick up a little bit. Some big rooster fish are being released, but not in the numbers we've seen in the past. So we're hoping that picks up a little bit. Overall, good fishing, you know, like I say, a little strange weather. But besides that, we're knocking them dead. And like I say, I'd say probably the average marlin, one or two marlin, for those that are targeting them, are releasing at least one or two marlin per day. And picking up a few Dorado, like I said, and if they get outside and get on the yellowfin, then they're really in the middle of it. It's pretty good yellowfin fishing if you can find them. So we're looking.
Oh, fantastic. It's still spring. And we've got a lot of great summer ahead of us and a lot of good fishing. And whether the fish bite or not, it's such a great experience as we experienced last week at Rancho Leonero for our tournament. And, John, you just have such a wonderful place, the last of the all-inclusive places with phenomenal food and the best dining view in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
No
it's
doubt.
It's really quite a place for sure. Watch that moonrise over the Sea of Cortez. It's pretty amazing.
Well, there's nowhere closer to the water than all of Cabo. I don't think that dining room can get any closer,
you know,
because we've been around for so long. And it is interesting, you know, I didn't even realize it until this year that we're the last of the hotels that meals are still included. Everybody else, the room is separate from the meals. So
We're
the last of the Mohicans.
That's
right?
It, man. Well, keep it up. And if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero, how do we do that?
Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We've been loading a lot of pictures on the web this past week for sure.
Fantastic. All right, John, good to hear from you, and looking forward to next Sunday.
Yep, you'll be talking to me next Sunday for sure.
All right, thanks,
John,
for the call this morning. Appreciate that. All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Ryan Boston from the San Diego, so let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. How about we start off with Mark, who's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going? Happy Father's Day.
Hey, happy Father's Day.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, two questions for Captain Ryan and one comment. I've been on his boat many, many times, and I just want to say it's a top-notch outfit from top to bottom, and I really want to thank him. He's always got us on the fish and try and get out there and see if he can get us on those bluefin.
Thank you,
and
Mark.
And just the other question is, can you tell the size of the fish that you're getting on whenever you're on those fish, or is it just kind of, you know, it's a mixed bag and you can't really tell from the sonar or the side scan?
Most of the time we can tell, but not all of the time. What was happening yesterday is, and this happens a lot, is we'll be running for a school that we see either a breezer or a foamer, and we'll see a 30-pounder jump, and then the next fish we see is 230 pounds.
Oh, man.
And so that can make it tricky. And then on the sonar, I feel like we can tell better on the sonar than we can with anything else. Because the bigger fish, they make a very distinct sound. Very, very distinct. And it's just a different tone. And they're tougher to get the boat on top of. If you see a big, huge school and it has that good big fish sound to it, and then you have to chase it for a quarter mile to get over the top of it. And then when you do get over the top of it, it's down at 300 to 400 feet of water.
Ooh.
It's big ones.
Okay.
General rule of thumb is the bigger the tuna, the deeper it's going to come underneath your boat.
Oh.
So if they're coming underneath the boat at 20 fathoms, most likely they are smaller than a tuna that's coming underneath your boat at 50 fathoms.
Okay.
And so when they're all coming underneath the boat at 300-400 feet, like a lot of them have been doing this year, they're big boys. Over 100 pounds. So to answer your question, sometimes we can tell, you know, we can do our best to get the people prepared. Sometimes we get fooled. Sometimes, sure. I think these are the 50 to 80s. You know, these are plenty catchable on 40 pound. And then the first one that boils is a 200 pounder. And it's like, oh, boy.
Ooh, so if you're on a private boat without side scan sonar, can you find those fish?
Absolutely.
Yes? See it on the up and down?
I hear it. So we have a lot of private boat fishermen that fish with us,
yeah.
And I love talking to them. You know, they'll come and stand in the wheelhouse with me, and they all say the same thing. You know, we have to come with you because we don't have the bait capacity to hold these fish.
Right.
And sometimes that's true. A lot of times it is not. And what I mean by that is there's a school of bluefin that, say, has 1,000 fish in the school. A small percentage of that are going to be biters. Let's say maybe 30 fish of them in that 1,000 fish are in the right mode to be biters. If a sport boat like the San Diego gets on it, we now have 30 people fishing for those 20 biters that are in the school. And then here comes a private boater. He wants to fish for those same 30 biters in that school. His odds aren't very good. It's been happening a lot this year where they come and drift with us, and they don't ever catch anything. They're better off, the private boaters, finding their own school, and it can happen. I've watched a lot of guys do it. It's going to take some work, but it takes work for us, too. They're going to need to invest in good binoculars. They're going to need to stare at their meter. And now if they get on a school of 1,000 fish, well, guess what? They have those 30 available biters all to themselves.
Yes.
And a school of bluefin will sit underneath a boat, whether it's 10 feet long or 110 feet long, and you don't have to have the bait that we have.
Yes.
The bait that we have helps get them activated, but we see these schools sit under a 4-foot kelp paddy for hours and hours and hours and
sure.
hours. They will definitely sit underneath your 25-foot Parker for hours and hours and hours. And there's some really good skiff fishermen in town, and they're doing it. You know,
yeah.
they're finding them on their own,
but
catching them.
But your point of that is, don't fish for, like Dave Hansen always says, don't fish for boats, fish for fish.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it time and time again. I know Ricky's seen it, and anybody that spends a lot of time on the water has seen it. They get on a boat, and they're not coming off that boat.
They're not coming on off of that boat. And I don't know, you know, you don't want to come fish next to a boat that has a 200-scoop bait tank.
Yeah.
And you have a 2-scoop bait tank.
Yeah.
You know, your odds aren't good. You're way better off. You know, there's a school in this area. The San Diego's on one. The Liberty's on one. Bluefin like to be around each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if two boats have a school, guess what? Most likely within 4 or 5 miles of those two schools, there's other ones.
Other ones.
You guys know that.
Yeah.
So,
slow down to the point where, because on a private boat, it's very easy, especially when you're not seeing anything. It's very easy to want to push the throttle up and start covering ground. But if you slow down to the speed where your meter is looking, you know, appropriately underneath you where you're going to see something, that also lends you to be going slow enough that you're going to be able to see things through your binoculars.
Because yes.
if you're racing around at 30 knots, even on a big swivel, you're just not going to see it. You know, that's just not how a private boat meter works. Your transducers aren't big enough. The machines aren't powerful enough. Like, you're just not going to see that flying around, and you can't effectively look with your binoculars. But
even on the San Diego, you know, when we feel like we're in the zone, we slow it down from 10 knots, which is slow, to 8 knots. Just because we can see better at 8 knots than we can. And even though these schools are swimming at, you know, 60 feet deep below the surface, almost all of them have had some sort of visual sign on them. Either one bird fluttering up high, or a breezer, one tern bird, one shearwater sitting on the... There's some sort of visual sign. So if you're on a private boat or just private boat, slow down. Invest in good binoculars. If you see one bird sitting on the water, go drive over the top of them slow. If you see one fish mark, stop. Because a lot of times these fish don't like to be run over. So if you clip one fish on your fathometer, it could just be the tip of the iceberg. And
wow.
There's thousands of them there that will eventually congregate on you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What great tips. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up. If you want to get through, there's your chance. 833-288-0973.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Gary. He's coming us from Sierra Mesa this morning. What's up, Gary? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, happy Father's Day. And Captain Ryan, I actually got two questions for you. I was on your boat about a month ago, and we went out to the islands. I got 4 yellowtail. It was awesome. But I want to do the bluefin thing, and I've got 80-pound braid on a Talica 16, and what I want to know is what size leader are we using for the fluorocarbon for the bait, and what connection knot do you like?
For the fly line rigs that we've been using, somewhere around 40 or 50-pound leader size is a good starting point. I would bring heavier also. And yesterday we saw a fair amount of 30-pound fish, so I would also bring a 25-pound rod. Connection knot, I think, was your next question. I tie that Tony Pena knot. I really like that one. There's a lot of people that tie the John Collins knot. There's a lot of good ones out there. I would say pick one that is proven and practice it to where you have it down. That's one thing that people need to realize. If they're going to fish Spectra on these sport boats, you need to be proficient at tying your own connections, because the crew will do it for you, like on the way out or something. But if we get into a bite and we have 20, 30 fish going, you're going to want to be able to tie your own connection and get back in the water. So.
Good tip.
That's the knot I like. I really like that Tony Pena knot, and you know, a lot of people like the John Collins knot.
But all right.
Bring a variety of leader sizes from 25 to 80 pounds.
And that's the advantage of putting the Power Pro on your reel, is that you can switch the top shot. Right.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Armin? He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. What's up, Armin? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Armin.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
I'm going to pivot a little bit from my initial question. I was going to see how Ryan switches from offshore to the islands, but since he pretty much answered that, what kind of Talstar rod would you pair TAC-12 with?
That might be more Ricky's department than mine.
Since he looks at tackle every day, right?
Yeah. I would be able to recognize it if I saw it. I would say, hey, this is too light, this is too heavy. But as far as knowing the numbers of the blanks, that's our man Ricky.
Talica 12, I mean, now... As bad as it sounds, it kind of depends a little bit what you wanted to do with the rod, just because, you know, a Talica 12 2 months ago was a great rod for catching a yellowtail and a school-sized tuna, and now you're wanting that same reel to do the duty of potentially catching a 100-pound tuna. So a little bit of it varies, but I would say a good Calstar rod would be something in the 7-foot range, and I really like a 700 heavy. That's a rod that, in my opinion, is a 40 to 50-pound rod. It's not too terribly fast tapered. It's got a lot of good lifting power. It's soft enough in the tip section that it absorbs all the head shakes and really comfortable and easy to hang on to. You know, some of the really fast rail rods are great when you put the rod on the rail at lifting the fish, but it quits bending just a couple of guides into the rod, and it'll just wear you out so fast trying to hang on to it. So 700 heavy is a nice rod that's like a moderately fast taper that's
such a good rod.
Yeah, that will do anything from that, from catching a yellowtail, and if you do hook a bluefin that's 50 or 60 or 80 pounds, you got the perfect rod. And if you happen to hook a 140, it's not going to, you know, max itself out and still keep you in the driver's seat. That'd probably be my favorite.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. Plus, we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower 4-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30th, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want about.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Been a very busy morning. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call, 833-288-0973. That's the way to reach on the fan. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report today, which is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros to market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their killer spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and that famous tuna burger. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing fantastic. Good morning.
Man, I want to go catch a bluefin.
He's got the fever.
It sounds like funny to take a day off and get down there. Well, hey, things here have really perked up, you know, some good springtime condition. Our water temps this week were in the, like, the 66 to 67 realm, and we're seeing some real nice clean water in areas with kelp, and that, you know, helped kick the surface fishing for bass in the gear. You know, we're currently fishing with anchovy. It's beautiful 4 to 5 inch stuff, and that plays very well, as you know, into that whole bass narrative. So our 3/4 day trips this week, we did finally make a little move from fishing that deep rockfish area to focusing on some of the more shallow inshore zones, I'd say. We've seen some good kelp growth in a few key spots. So as you can imagine, that flyline calico bass fishing has been pretty good. Alongside that surface action on the live bait, the past moves that are fishing artificial stuff, like the rubber lures, the hard bait, surface iron, they have plenty of opportunity and success as well this week fishing with us. On the 5 to 5 and overnight stuff, Catalina has that yellowtail roam in the island. We were over there yesterday. We had to battle the weekend pressure and the sea lions, but the grade of yellowtail over there right now is just pretty solid. It's like 12 to 25 pound fish. That stuff, you know, when the current's right, you can find the right little batch of water free of, you know, skip track. That stuff wants to find some good signs. So I know Marcus will be fishing some of that over there on the Fury on his 5-5 trips this week. And then pretty much the same deal over at Clemente, you know, the yellowtail roaming around, some bonito, mixed bottom fish, sheephead, calico bass, and things like that. So he does also have a day and a half leaving Tuesday night with spots available. And he does have some Catalina trips on the books as well this week, too. So he's running full speed on his diverse trip load and stuff like that. So we're running. We've got everything from half days to twilights and day and a half and all that whole deal here. So give the landing a call if you want to hop on a trip with us. Our phone number is here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawarf.com. I will tell you, reservations, certainly a good call this time of year as things get busy and hectic. Make those reservations. And when you're booking online with us, use the discount code DASS, D-A-S-S. Give your listeners 23% off one of these local half or three-quarter day trips with us.
Wow, what a generous offer, yeah, man. That's awesome.
The bass capital of the West,
yeah,
right
no,
there.
No doubt. Well, certainly a great call, and sounds like some good fishing and a really promising week of weather coming our way, too, Willie. I think it's going to be a good one. Good bait, good weather, good fishing up at Dana Wharf. It sounds all good to me.
That's it. We're ready for some sunshine. All the whole day of sunshine, not just these little, you know, windows of sunshine later in the afternoon.
Not a 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. taste, and then it gets cloudy again.
Exactly. Right, we want the full shot.
Willie, we appreciate a great report as always, buddy. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Willie. Thanks, appreciate that very much. All right. Let's head down to Cedro Sport Fishing. Talk to Jeff Flowers. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy Father's Day to everybody.
Happy Father's Day, Jeff. I saw that you got a pretty serious sample of what Cedros had to offer this week.
Oh, I tell you what, it was fantastic quality and some good quantity, all to be had out there. Yellowtail down there are getting very active, and they're very large. We had a couple personal bests that were set this weekend. It was pretty spectacular.
That's
wow,
awesome.
Tell us about it.
Well, we had, I ended up with my new personal best down there at 37 pounds. We had another one. It was at 39 for somebody else. It's active. Water's warmed up. It's 72 degrees, a little bit of a breeze in the morning, lays down mid afternoon, comes back up late afternoon, into the early evening. But, a couple of good things were happening down there. Not only were the big yellows biting, and very successful on throwing 7X blue and white, mint and white, mint, and also the 5X seemed to be very, very productive. We had, in our boat for three guys, we had 16 different species of fish that we caught in 3 days.
No kidding. Goodness. What a cool trip, Jeff.
Yeah, we had had a fantastic time. Lodge is beautiful as always. Adrian does a great job down there with the crew. You know, we got some new people. We're now the only ones down there with a dedicated fish house. And the only ones down here now with a commercial vacuum pack machine, which we've had for a couple of years. And we take care of your fish like nobody's business. And, we brought back some serious fish.
Yeah,
it was a fantastic trip.
How was the calico fishing?
Yeah, exactly. I want to know how the bass fishing was.
You know, the first day we tried to give it a little bit of struggle, you know, going after it. It was, just the wind kicked up. Current wasn't going right. Water was a little bit on a milky side closer to the beach. Next day, got a little active in the afternoon. Third day in the morning, we came out, headed down towards a salt mine, and they were just splashing tails everywhere. So grabbed that 5X, blue and white, first cast, 5-pounder. So it was very good, very active on the third day down there, so that would have been our Friday fishing.
That's cool. So, well, we're very excited. We have our Let's Talk hookup, Cedro Sport Fishing trip 1 week from tomorrow. The crew going down is going to be very, very pumped up to go down and grab some of that great fishing. And if somebody wants to come down and grab some great fishing at Cedro Sport Fishing, how do we get a hold of you, and are there any spots left?
Well, we'll start off with the spots. We have very few single spots left, but you can get a hold of Rosie. And easy to do that. You can get her off the website through the scheduling tab on there at cedrosportfishing.com. You can give her a call at 619-772-7570. And for those out there that are thinking that maybe they want to hop on and try it and they're just a single, great opportunity. You'll make some good friends and you'll have a fantastic time never to be forgotten. And also, we are the only lodge down there right now that are flying nonstop. Once you get on our plane through the CBX, It's a nonstop flight directly to the island. So
sweet.
We get you there very, very quick.
Very quickly, and you're ready to go fishing, right? Cedro Sport Fishing.
Ready
nothing
to go fishing.
Like it, the only one. And that CBX is so easy, too, when you've got it totally dialed in. Thanks, Rosie and Jeff, and we will talk to you next weekend.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day to you, Jeff. Thanks a lot.
All right, let's hit the surf now. Head to the beach. Talk to Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. What's up, Gundy?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, it's summertime, man. Fish are biting.
Oh, it is. It is. And it's a big spread, a bunch of different species in here. What I say is you got to look at is some of this white sea bass. We keep getting these reports of white sea bass in the shallows and some legal fish. It's kind of that juvenile stuff with shorts and then legal fish and then fish up to, I think, 12 pounds was the biggest one this week, but definitely worth your attention as a surf angler. Hook, line, sinker reported very good halibut fishing this week. Fair weather, strong tides put the fish in the mood. Galita Pier, the sand spit kicked out fish to 30 inches. Very good perch bite at Summerland and Santa Claus Lane. Still some of those nice quality perch. I think 2 pounds was a better model. Wiley's reported another good week of white sea bass catches. The reef beaches off Malibu, Coral Beach, Big Rock, the Chart House to cover. It's been shorts. And like I said, legal fish to 12 pounds. Flash minnows and swim baits have been the top offering. The fish are schooling, so if you hook one, you know you're going to hook a few of them. And keep in mind the time of the tide, the time of the day you're hooking those fish, and usually you can repeat those patterns. The halibut bite has also improved. I think 6 shorts to a legal was the going rate there. Just Fishing reported some nice quality corbin is starting to bite. Torrance Beach has been a good stretch. You have to dig to find those better-sized crabs, lots of smaller ones. I think 3 pounds was a better fish this week. Big Fish at Seal Beach reported some good quality halibut taken in and around the Bolsa Chica Inlet with lots of smelt lining up in the channel, smelt pattern swim baits, soft plastics, smelt pattern, and live smelt have been the top offerings. Those jerk baits work really good in that sort of situation. Ketchum Tackle reported another week of good halibut fishing. River jetties has been good, but the dredging there has kind of knocked it down. Street jetties and then near the guys were finding fish this week. Flash minnows, crocodiles working there, fish to 31 inches. Good numbers of corbina also on the peninsula, and you have to work to get a bite, but those fish will settle in and bite one of these days. Hogan's reported good croaker bite off Doheny there. And the short jetty, mussel, lugworms have been the top bait. It's been more yellowfin, but as the full moon's approached here, more spotfin. I think 4 pounds was a better spotfin. Pacific Coast reported continued good fishing for halibut in and around the lagoons. Live bait's still been hot. The guys brought some anchovies down from the bait receiver this week, so they had lots of legal fish. No big kickers, but real good catches. And then the croaker bite there at Tamarack's been really good, and those guys also reported taking some legal white sea bass up to 12 pounds out of the surf line there. So, boy, just that time near, Pete, a lot of stuff going on inside, and if you're standing on the beach, you got a shot at it.
Yeah.
I like it, man. Good deal, Gundy. Sounds like some great fishing.
Indeed. Well, thanks, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week of fishing.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Gundy. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch break. Hey, I want to remind you, next Saturday, please join CCA Santa Barbara chapter for some great food, entertainment, and drawings at their Hooked on Santa Barbara fundraiser. It's a really fun event going to be hosted at the beautiful Rancho Embarcadero Clubhouse. It's on Saturday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. You're going to relax, enjoy some great food, tunes by Riptones, and exciting raffles and auctions as well. It's going to be a really good time. Tickets are available for this event by calling Tiffany at 805-687-5689. Again, 805-687-5689. The event proceeds help provide funding for many CCA projects designed to improve our fishing for all of California. So really, really cool opportunity and a fun event coming up for all those that want to enjoy some Santa Barbara fishing.
Indeed. All right.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. We're going to be talking to Ryan. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty, the Fan, 97.3.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. Radio.com sports station.
This is Johnny Washington for the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Power rush. Deep left field. Ball going. Ball long gone.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels, from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.